into our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. Dave Spadaro with the head coach. Once again, Coach, it's the Eagles and the Giants 3 weeks later. How does that affect preparation? Do you look at the same things you looked at the first time?
We have a couple more games. You know, obviously you look at the game you played against them, you know, and what you did well, and obviously what they did well, you know, and then they obviously played the Vikings. They also played the Bears. So you get a couple more games, and they're also a little bit of a different team just from an injury standpoint. They have some guys back that didn't play against us the first time, so that changes the dynamic a little bit. They also have a linebacker that they traded for after our game. So there's a lot of similarities, but there's also some differences.
What did you do well? I mean, good win for the Eagles on the road the first time around. What do you take from that one?
It was an interesting game. You know, I thought, you know, going in, we had a good plan. They played a little bit more man coverage than they had shown, but we adjusted to that. Michael ran really well. I think he had 79 yards and, you know, about a quarter and a half. And then after pulling his hamstring, Nick came in and did a really good job of, you know, kind of isolating some receivers and getting some matchups we liked and putting the ball on guys. You know, we threw a touchdown pass to Selleck, you know, found LaShawn a couple times. So, you know, overall, I thought we did a really good job on defense. You know, we forced three turnovers in the fourth quarter against them. Got after Eli pretty good, had a couple intentional groundings, and shut down their run game from a defensive standpoint. So, you know, I'm sure they'll make some tweaks in what they do, and we'll make some tweaks in what we do, and it should be a heck of a game.
The defense here, Chip, has been just dramatically improved from games 1 through 4 through 5 through 7. Talk about that improvement and just everybody really seems to feel much more comfortable in the scheme.
Yeah, and that's what you hope happens, I think. As a group, we got a bunch of guys that are very professional. They work extremely hard, and you know, each week you can see them growing and see them improving, and that's what you hope for. You know, instead of having to think about the play call, you know, they're reacting to what the offense does, and get themselves in the right spots. They can focus on the little tiny details that make them you know, a better player, instead of just trying to figure out where they're lining up. And as you see them understanding it better, and you know, we're really not adding a whole heck of a lot. It's just getting comfortable in repetition, and the more they get to see it and the more familiar they get with it, the more productive they are. And they really have improved since the beginning of the season.
When you watch tape from early in the season to now, I mean, is it visibly different how much faster they're playing on defense?
Yeah, and just how they make checks and when people motion and what they do and how we handle it, and you know, the kind of the details, and that's the biggest thing, is that you know, obviously they can get lined up, they know what the formation is, but then, you know, do I want to be half a man inside, do I want to be half a man outside, where's my help coming from, you know, from a coverage standpoint, how in sync are we doing if we're working line stunts up front, and you know, who goes first, and you know, how we're working that pattern with the suddenness that we're doing it, you know. Our blitzes are disguising better. You know, people aren't seeing exactly what we're doing, but then guys are coming and creating pressure. So it's just a total package. And I think Billy Davis and that the defensive staff have really stuck to what we want to get done on the defensive side of the ball, and to see the improvement on a weekly basis has been really good.
Number 59, D'Amico Ryans, has really been just outstanding this year. Great game against the Cowboys. You talk about his development, moving back inside after playing in a 4-3 last year, and then 2 years out from the Achilles tendon injury. Looks like D'Amico is at the top of his game.
Yeah, real student of the game. Is the leader on our defense. You know, he sets everything for us. You know, sets the tone from his approach in terms of what he does, but also on the field is the guy that we call the plays into, and then gets everybody lined up and gets everybody in the right direction. And you know, you see guys starting to really look to D'Amico a lot. Has really developed into a leader. But he leads by his actions first and foremost. He's, you know, literally first guy in the building, last guy to leave. You know, great student of the game, outstanding in the weight room, and just everything you want in a football player. And really, really happy we got D'Amico.
Is that how you see leadership happening? That a player is the first one in and leads by example, and then players kind of gravitate toward him?
Well, I just think before you can do anything to lead, you have to make sure that you're doing things the right way. You know, and it's very difficult for someone to say do things this way, but then you personally don't do it that way. So I think you kind of set the tone from how you do it. And players know. Players know which guys are really have it, I guess, their mindset in terms of what they want to get accomplished. And we got a bunch of those guys. And I think – When you have someone that is as comfortable as D'Amico, you know, by nature of that position, being the middle linebacker and being the guy that has to be the signal caller, I think, you know, some of that naturally falls upon him. But I think some guys can't handle it sometimes when it naturally falls upon him. He embraces it. Guys look to him. He's a great mentor to our young players. He's just everything you want a football player.
You've talked since preseason about some of these young players up front and the development they've made. And, you know, one who's come from not being active early to getting his reps increased every week is Vinnie Curry. How has he made that move up the depth chart and earned the trust of everyone?
Yeah, Vinny obviously has a skill set to rush the passer, you know, and people are going to throw the ball against us. You know, he's a real good situational pass rusher for us right now and helps out with Fletcher Cox and Cedric Thornton and Soap and those guys inside in terms of, you know, being able to, you know, some guys, Isaac is really a first and second down guy. Vinny's more of a third down guy, you know, and as he continues to develop, you're hopefully that he's not just exclusively a third down guy. He can become a first, second, and third down guy. But right now, he's given us a good spark on third down.
You've singled out Cedric Thornton a couple of times this year, and this is a kid who was not drafted, who kind of came off the streets out of college and has developed into a very nice player. Why?
We're all about production, and when you look at every game, you know, almost every game, he's our most productive defensive lineman. He was our most productive defensive lineman again versus the Cowboys, had two hurries and some tackles, and he always seems to be around the ball no matter whether it's a run or a pass, and real technician, has really bought into what we're doing, you know, and as he continues to develop, very tenacious, another guy that, although not as vocal as D'Amico, but in terms of his work ethic and the time he puts in, it's really paying off for him, and on a consistent basis, Sed's really done a really, really nice job for us up front.
How much different is the talent level between a draft pick and a guy like Cedric who wasn't drafted? There's still very, very good players after the draft available, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, and there's a ton of them. I mean, you know, Harrison from the Steelers, who's now with the Bengals, was an undrafted free agent. Tony Romo was an undrafted free agent. You're always going to hear stories of guys that for one reason or another, you know, we've had, I think just in this rookie class, we had four or five make our team. You know, Jake Knott and Matt Tobin and Damon Square. You know, there's a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of guys playing college football. And in a lot of situations, all they want is an opportunity. And when they get the opportunity, it's really up to them to show us what they can do. But once they get here, you know, we never say, well, this guy's a first rounder and that guy's an undrafted guy. As we throw them all in there and the best players play.
Chip, what have you seen from this team, young team, tough loss on Sunday, in the days since then, in the way they've kind of carried themselves here?
Yeah, I think we're a little bit unique because we don't do anything on Monday. We're mandated by the league to give them a day off, and our day off is Monday. A lot of teams' day off is Tuesday. For us, there's a lot behind that, but one of the behind that is that it's probably better that, you know, you kind of get 24 hours away from everything, you know, and it's still not raw or fresh in your mind, and then you take a day off, and then you don't come back to work. So our guys came back to work yesterday and did a really nice job. You know, we're honest and communicate very well about what we did well and what has to be fixed, and then make our corrections, and then move on and start preparing for the Giants. And they kind of understand the model. You know, whether you win or whether you lose, there's going to be things that you did well. But there's also going to be corrections you have to make. And that's how we have a system that we kind of use, and we're very consistent with that. You know, I don't think you can go crazy and say, hey, we're going to come back in at 6 o'clock Monday morning and do this when you don't win, and then say, hey, let's take 4 days off when you do win. It's just, we have a certain approach and a certain rhythm we need to get into, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday builds into Sunday, and then you replicate that each week, and I think our guys have done a really good job with that.
And yet if there are players who want to come in on Monday, they are obviously, come on in and let's watch film.
Yeah, but not with the coaches. They're all on their own, so, you know, there may be a few guys that do that. They can come in and get treatment and all that, but, you know, I think they need a day away. We believe, you know, it's great for us as a staff. We game plan all day long, you know, in terms of getting ready for our next opponent and, you know, grade the film from the day before and obviously make corrections, what we need to get accomplished, and then really jump in full speed into the next opponent. So, you know, there's some guys around the building, but they're all on their own.
Chip, it's Michael Vick taking reps with the practice, first team offense. What are you looking for him from him between now and Sunday? Are there specific guidelines that he's got to pass?
Just where his health is, you know, and Mike will be the first one to tell us that. You know, I think we've done a really good job of listening to Mike. I think Mike understands his body. And one thing with Mike, sometimes guys will tell you, hey, I'm fine, and then you know they're not fine. You know, they're dragging their leg as they walk away from you, and they try to tell you they're fine. You know, Mike's been open and honest in terms of where he is, and it's a unique injury in terms of muscle pulls are sometimes very difficult to deal with. You don't know how long they last. So Mike knows when to push himself. He's worked extremely hard in the rehab aspect of things. So we'll just see as the week progresses, you know, and it's one of those deals where he may practice well on one day and then all of a sudden get up the next day and be really, really sore and can't go the next day. So, right. You know, it's over the test of time, and we'll see how it goes as the week progresses.
When you look back at Sunday's offensive struggles, just a case of missed opportunities?
It was a case of a lot of mistakes, you know, and again, it's not all just on one person. I think there's a bunch of guys that when you kind of watch the tape, you're just got to, you know, where you're a play away or, a step away from making something really happen. And for one reason or another, for the first time offensively this year, it was just one of those games. So make the necessary corrections and then move on to the Giants.
It's the Eagles and the Giants on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field. We thank Chip Kelly for coming in. Our exclusive one-on-one presented by Gatorade.